T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Inbound, Cousins waving his arms. Not an easy inbound with that big body in front of you. Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Aiden puts it down! He puts it down! It's over!
And they're trying to say goaltending, but that's a live basketball. He can finish it.
What a perfectly executed play. Aiden guides it in beautifully.
What an incredible job by Monty Williams designing that play to perfection.
Wow. Just absolutely wow. Courtesy of ESPN last night. After Paul George misses two free throws that essentially would have just about iced the game, or at least forced a three-point attempt by the Suns. About the only way that they could score like that with the time left on the clock. I'm stunned the Clippers didn't defend it better, to be really honest with you, Jacob. But what a finish as the Suns go up 2-0 in that best-of-7 Western Final.
These NBA playoffs continuously deliver. I'm just reading during the break here that the share of the rating and everything have been soaring back to pre-pandemic levels and in some cases higher. And I totally get it. And maybe I'm the target here. I've watched more NBA basketball in the last month and a half, than I have in a long time. And it has been awesome. It's been so good night in and night out. You've got young stars in almost every game. You rarely have a game that doesn't, have some sort of interesting finish. I mean, we're just not seeing blowouts. And last night, my goodness, everybody wants to talk about, how long it took with all the reviews. And that just meant that there were that many critical moments in the game. Yes. I don't think that's a holistic problem. That's the first time we've seen that happen in the entire postseason where that many critical plays had to be looked at. But, man, in a lob dunk to win the game?
Well, yes.
My God. Like, what incredible finish. And with the drama, you had Paul George, who's an 85% career free throw shooter, miss two critical free throws and out-of-bounds plays and a lob play, and all of us learned about the rule that there's not offensive, goaltending, essentially, on an inbound pass, which I didn't know. Nobody knew. You didn't know that.
Don't sit at
home and pretend like you knew that. Everyone thought the same thing. Like, wait, was that goaltending? Wait, what just happened? Is that okay? Are we allowed to do that? Because you can't really do that in a normal circumstance of the game. But and the announcers we're all over it. They had a good explanation, and that was perfectly executed on their end. So what a finish. What an incredible young team the Suns are without Chris Paul at this point.
I know.
And
without Devin Booker being Devin Booker last night. Really? I mean, that's the thing about it. By the way, Jad, I see you. A little cover me from the boss on DeAndre Ayton getting open enough to make that play. That's good stuff. The music that he used underneath or after the highlight. That's pretty good stuff. No, but you're right, Jacob.
Booker's screen on that though. Maybe he didn't score a ton, but man, the screen on that inbound play was critical to allow
it
to happen.
Was.
What a well does it. Did you see after the game? I don't know if you stayed tuned in, Lana. I you know, I'm always getting home around that time. They mic'd up Monty Williams, the head coach, and just to listen to him in the huddle. I mean, it wasn't, there wasn't a lot of talk. They just said, he basically just said, all right, let's go do it. And then DeAndre, you got it. You're going to have to dunk this, you know, like it was about a 4 second conversation between Monty Williams and the players. Like they knew exactly what they wanted to do. They said, all right, here's what we're going to do. I heard Doris Burke on the radio call. She called it before it happened. She said, watch a lob to Ayton. Watch a lob to Ayton. And the same on the TV. So even as everybody kind of suspected, like, hey, they've got the perfect guy for this play. Now, you didn't know that Crowder was going to deliver an absolute perfect pass. And
from
it took
a tough angle.
Yeah. I mean, and it took, you know, really it took from a critical angle. Screen by Booker on a dude that's, you know, three times his size to allow it to happen, but just a perfectly executed play. You knew after you watched it that they were absolutely prepared for that moment. It was a beautiful ending. Sorry if you're a Clippers fan, and I've got no ill will to the Clippers at all. I'm fine.
None.
But just give me that kind of drama every night, and that's what they've done. And I don't know about you or anybody else, but man, I am all in right now on these.
Oh my God!
Stars.
How can you not be? I mean, because you're right. It's night in and night out. It's an individual. It's a unlikely team. It's a great moment. It's a can't miss TV. It's a lob from the flipping corner with no time left on the clock in an impossible situation to win a game. And that's what we had last night. And by the way, and I know I'm defensive of the NBA and I'm going to be defensive of the NBA right now. Think about good teams, college basketball teams, NBA basketball teams. And I know there's a lot of critics out there that just think they make it up as they go in the NBA. You work on those late game situations.
Oh my gosh.
You work on them over and over again because you never know when you're going to have a moment just like last night. You never know when you're going to have a moment of, okay, we got to score inside of 1.5 seconds. We're down one. Believe it or not, you actually work on those things. And when you watch how that play unfolded, it was an absolutely perfectly drawn up, but more importantly, perfectly practiced play. Great screen that was set well, created just enough space. Ayton, the athlete that he is, the understanding of the type of athlete that he is, that can go and elevate and make a play like that. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic. And now this series moves back to L.A., probably going to get CP3 back for Phoenix. But, God, I don't know. I mean, it is
Cameron
delivered.
Payne gave you enough that I
yes,
think
he
you're,
did.
There's no reason to run. He had 29 points last night. And
yep.
Certainly you want Chris Paul back. But winning that game and seeing that performance from him, if you're the Suns, you can make sure Paul's ready to go when he comes
yep.
back. You don't have to push it this time. And look, the Clippers had every opportunity to win that game. And if think of our conversation today, if they're going back to L.A., tied 1-1 without Kawhi Leonard, we're thinking, God, look at the Suns. They can't even beat him without, you know what I mean? Like, it's
well,
that,
right.
that many
well, they
things.
They could have won both
flip.
Games.
I know.
They could have won both games.
The Clippers
I mean,
have played,
yeah.
that's the Clippers' entire postseason so far. Like,
right.
yeah, they've gone down 0-2, but if you watch these games, like, every game that they play is a coin flip right now. And this series is far from over. It just takes the pressure off of Phoenix a little bit to win that game. Because the Clippers, each time they go down 0-2, they come back and so far have won those series. So if you're in the Clippers locker room, you're not that worried. Big deal. We've done this before. Don't sweat it. We're coming back to our place and we'll get it done. If you're the
yeah.
Suns, now you can take a sigh of relief because you did exactly what you were supposed to do. You held home court advantage. And,
yep.
you know, now you can sort of regroup. Hey, we got that win when Devin Booker gave us 20. So
yeah. Exactly. I mean,
there's a lot to be excited about if you're the Suns. There's a lot to say don't sweat it if you're the Clippers. It's just it's a great series, and they've all been great series. I mean, I don't remember the last bad game that I've seen. And no. There have been a few, and I haven't watched them. But I haven't seen a bad game yet of the tons of almost all of the NBA postseason I've watched.
No,
so
the
far
playoffs have been absolutely fantastic. Fantastic with new names, new faces, new places, different kinds of matchups. One of them starts tonight with Atlanta and Milwaukee, for goodness sakes. Maybe not a lot of Q rating for just the casual fans outside of Trae Young and the Greek Freak, but you've got two teams that have, boy, you talk about battle-tested and have deserved where they have gotten. It should be a fantastic start to the Eastern Finals tonight. I'm with you. I would have been watching it anyway. It's not like I would have. I needed to be led like a horse to water to make him drink it. I was there, but it's been so pleasing and so entertaining and just such a great reminder for, to me, why the NBA has the collection of, in my opinion, the greatest athletes of any sport on earth. The size, the speed, the abilities that they can that they play with in a confined space, and certainly football offers a great deal of athleticism too. I'm not saying that, but man, for my money, the athletes in the NBA are just unbelievable, and we saw it last night. What a play! Not just the finish, as you mentioned, by Ayton, but the pass from Crowder.
Yeah,
I mean, what a pass! What an inbounds! Absolutely perfectly placed. So anyway, I can sit here all day long and get into it. Team USA is taking form right now. I'll just run down the names, and then we'll talk a little bit about this as we get ready to convene in Vegas on July 6th. Quick turnaround for some of these guys still playing. Dame Lillard, Drew Holiday, Devin Booker, James Harden, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Chris Middleton, Kevin Love, Draymond Green, Bam Adebayo, and James Harden, if I didn't mention him, I think I did. So anyway, those are the guys that right now that are committed to play for Greg Popovich and Team USA. Are you as locked into Olympic basketball as maybe you once were?
Not yet. I will
be.
I will be.
Is it a personal insult to American basketball if we don't win the gold medal?
This is a weird year. Of course it is. Of course
yes.
It is. This is
a
weird
badge of
year,
courage,
though.
Right?
Yes. Right, yeah. We shouldn't lose any gold medals, in my opinion.
Right.
I love
exactly.
The Olympics. I love you know, beating my chest, getting the flag out there, doing all that stuff. Love.
You're good with the 60-pointers over Angola. You're okay with it.
Yeah, but this year, because of the odd off season, and I totally understand, excuse me, why guys will bow out. I'm more okay with it than I ever have been, because you know they've got to take care of themselves too, and they just haven't had a lot of time to do that coming out of the pandemic. So you know, I'm okay. I would like to see some other guys get in there, and maybe it's more exciting. But I remember the years where we weren't, you know, beating everybody by 60. Those weren't fun.
Right.
That was not a fun time for USA basketball. I still think, you know, we're going to be the favorite. We'll go in there. It's going to give some young guys a chance to shine a little bit. It's going to give some old guys a chance to, you know, reestablish themselves. Like Kevin Love, I saw, who's in there.
Right.
You know, a nice chance for him, who was once a really bright young player who now is a guy in the league. And maybe he can come out and be a hero in the Olympics and sort of redefine his legend or whatever you want to call it. It's going to be fine. And I just haven't locked in yet because I'm just not locked into the Olympics yet in general terms.
I love the way that basketball has become much more international. And of course, basketball in America and the NBA has led that charge. But it's such a great international game, and you've got so many players from all over the world that have just made and it doesn't always equate to national teams, but there are national teams now that can challenge the United States pretty much on a nightly basis. I mean, they can be pushed, they can be beaten. I don't know if this group is going to be pushed or be beaten, but I think it's great for basketball worldwide, and it doesn't bother me as much. I mean, back in what, 72, when they lost to the Soviets, and you were just a young, were you even born in 72?
No.
Yeah, that hurts. I was young, at least, but I remember how much that just slayed me. Man, it was like, wait a minute, the U.S. can't lose a basketball game to an international team. And then, you know, you're right, it kind of went the other way for a while, and the United States wasn't competing hardly at all internationally with amateurs anymore. It took the Dream Team to kind of right the ship, but basketball has just exploded around the world. I think it's the true international game is probably basketball. So anyway, I digress. All right, we'll get back to the sticky stuff right now. Oh, lots of whining, lots of complaining. A lot of volume last night. We'll talk about that.
So good.
It's fantastic. just don't want anyone to get hurt, but in the meantime, I can deal with it. We'll continue here in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.